The Park City Police Department randomly deploys the K-9 team to search for drugs on school property. Phil Kirk is a captain with the Park City Police Department. He said the dogs detected vape pens in two vehicles in the parking lot at the high school.
It was actually just a regularly scheduled one that we have, and again, coordination under the direction of the school district. We did find some vape pens, so that has been a problem, as we know, and this canine search, the evidence we found kind of indicates that it continues to be a problem. Well, we're still investigating whether for tobacco or drugs, but we're thinking it's a combination of both, and that's one of the problems with these vape pens is they can be used for either tobacco or for marijuana, and we think that's the case in this situation, but we're still investigating it.
Kirk said when they conduct a search, it's under the request of the school district. He said he hopes these methods discourage students from bringing drugs to school. They did not find any drugs anywhere on the school grounds, but the vaping devices found in two vehicles remain under investigation to determine if they were used for tobacco or illegal drugs.
Our goal is to, not have to do enforcement, but to, discourage violations of the law, either, in this case, from drugs in the school, and the other issue that you mentioned, which we continued this last night, is trying to detect vehicle break-ins, which have been continuing, unfortunately, in Park City and Summit County.
In this case, they had three dogs with their handlers. They try to minimize the disruption, but the dogs do attract attention.
The students are primarily in their classes, and we're searching out primarily in the lockers and things while they're in their classes, and then out in the parking lot, obviously, when they're inside the school. I believe they notify their faculty what is transpiring so that they're not surprised. When Summit County is available, they do have a canine team, and we bring them in. Other times, when they're not available, we'll go to the state, DPS, Department of Public Safety, and go through them. So it varies, but usually we try to go through Summit County.
Students should anticipate that law enforcement will be using canine searches regularly.
We didn't find any drugs, and that's typically the case, and that's good that's the outcome on these. Hopefully these canine searches and other methods that we use there at the schools prevent that from happening or discourage students from bringing drugs to school.
Kirk asks the public to be vigilant right now. There are multiple car break-ins that have occurred in Prospector, at Quinns Junction, and Redstone. They are under investigation, and they continue undercover work to catch the criminals involved. KPCW will keep listeners up to date as details become available. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.